I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Rumors are flying that terrorist group Hamas is moving its headquarters from Syria to Egypt. Tom Doyle with E3 Partners says between violence in Syria and benefits in Egypt, it's no surprise.
If they do move to Egypt, that unites them in a stronger way with Hamas in the Gaza Strip right there. And I think it gives them a larger territory, much bigger population to blend in with. So to me, it really makes sense.
It could be good for persecuted believers in Syria, but dangerous for Egypt. Nevertheless, in both countries, God's been opening hearts in the midst of turmoil. Next, this week, police in Haiti cleared out three tent cities on the first day of hurricane season. Baptist Haiti Mission's Ron Sparks says the government's trying to discourage dependence on handouts. Ministries like BHM have been intimately involved in the hand-up end of rebuilding. As a result, the changing landscape is kind of a reflection of what's happening on the spiritual front.
That's one way that I really believe that the Lord uses to soften and open people's hearts to the truth of the gospel is through hardship, and we've been continuing to see a very positive response and openness to the Word of God and to the gospel down there.
And it's no secret that France has typically restricted open sharing of the gospel. That's why it was shocking to the Louis Palau team when government officials said yes to their permit for proclaiming the good news in Marseille, France. Louis Palau and his team will hold the Marseille Province Festival from June 30th through July 2nd on the beaches of southern France, where thousands of people vacation. The team is asking for prayer and financial support. More details, you can find them at our website. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Faith Comes by Hearing is honoring the 400th anniversary of the King James Bible by making it available to you on dramatized MP3 CD. Call 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.